Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the fact that there is violence in the air. And we're not talking about the gang violence or the random crazy shootings like the one this morning at the Dallas airport, for goodness sake. What I'm talking about is political violence. If you believe that the other side, if you're a Democrat who believes that the other side, the Republican side, the MAGA world, is basically trying to take over the country and destroy democracy, doesn't that lead to violent conclusions? And if you are on the MAGA side of things and you believe that Democrats are part of a massive conspiracy to try to undo the country and to take away all the things about America that we value and that we love, well, does this mean the time has come for civil war? We will get to that. I want to talk to somebody who's very involved in a much better way of solving problems and disputes. It's called law and order. It's called a judicial system. It is called a political system, to which Andy McCarthy has devoted his life and to the defense of that system and the furtherance of it. Andy is a former federal prosecutor of great distinction. He is a best-selling author. He is a senior fellow at National Review Institute and a National Review contributing editor and one of the smartest legal commentators around. Andy, I hope you had a great weekend.
I sure did, Michael. Thanks so much for those kind words.
Well, again, it's heartfelt because your perspective is indispensable. First of all, I'm just guessing, Steve Bannon did not have the best weekend of his life. He was convicted just before going into the weekend. He's not looking at a lot of hard time. He's not going to be smashing rocks somewhere or working out, picking up litter in an orange suit along a highway anywhere. That's not in his future. But is there a deeper significance to the Bannon conviction, and what's next?
Well, I really don't know, Michael. I mean, I think it's significant that after 40 years, the Justice Department has pivoted and is now putting the muscle of federal law enforcement behind the congressional investigative efforts of the executive branch, at least when the Justice Department and Congress are in. Did I say the executive branch? I meant Congress, the investigative efforts of Congress, when at least when they're in the same branch. I don't think that's a good development. I think, you know, for all the talk about Trump breaking norms, I really think that the Democrats have broken some really fundamental ones that they'll come to regret. I think in normal times, and I would encourage people to put aside what they may think of Bannon. You know, some people love him, some people can't stand him. My point is, in normal times, the Justice Department would, at a minimum, tell a congressional committee that tried to refer a contempt proceeding to go to court and litigate his claim that there was privilege before, you know, and in that process, the Justice Department would hope that they would work it out on the basis of a judicial resolution. Here, because the January 6th committee is on a political timetable, they know that if the Republicans win the House in the midterm elections, the January 6th committee is out of business. So they don't want to do the things that committees normally do nowadays, which is go to court and try to get their subpoenas enforced. They went right to the Justice Department and asked them to file a criminal contempt proceeding. And I just think, under circumstances where there was Supreme Court authority for the proposition that a former president retained some measure of executive privilege, that at a minimum they should have litigated that. I don't think Bannon had a good reason to defy the subpoenas, but it was unusual to rush to prosecution like this.
So the appeal, you write in National Review, should be more interesting than the original trial.
Well, yeah, because the judge struck all of Bannon's defenses. He basically said, you don't, Bannon, have a good defense, that you're relying on your lawyer's advice that, you know, Trump maintained some quantum of executive privilege. The judge would not let him litigate that in front of the jury because there were legal questions about the extent to which Trump has privilege, and there were factual questions about whether he tried to confer it to Bannon or not. But basically, the court said, this is one of these unusual cases, Michael. I think the best way to sum it up for people is Bannon's defense here is entirely legal, and a trial is entirely factual. You know, you generally don't get to litigate legal claims in front of a jury. So he was left by the court's ruling bereft of anything that would be a defense in front of a jury. And for that reason, the only thing the jury had to decide was there were subpoenas, they were lawful subpoenas, and Bannon ignored them. And that's the reason the case took only like a day and a half to try, and the jury was out a very short time before convicting him. But on appeal, they will raise all these issues about, for example, selective prosecution. This is a charge that the Justice Department hasn't brought in 40 years. This question of whether Trump still had executive privilege and whether he did or he didn't, whether it was lawful for Bannon in a case where the government has to prove willfulness beyond a reasonable doubt, whether Bannon could be convicted when he was saying at least that he was relying on his lawyer's advice. And then there's the whole issue of prejudicial publicity. Why, when there's, you know, 52 weeks in a year and 365 days in a year, did the judge decide he had to try this very short trial right in the middle of the January 6th committee hearings where Bannon was being prejudiced on national television? I think those are pretty important issues.
And it's also worth pointing out to people that this judge was recently appointed to his position by Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, that's not only that, Michael, he's made some very favorable rulings in cases involving the Capitol riot defendants, not least, and I think this will be, you and I will probably end up talking about this quite a bit as we go down the road, the obstruction of Congress charge that is the backbone of some of the Justice Department's most important January 6th prosecutions. This judge, Judge Carl Nichols, has found that it's not appropriately charged in connection with the Capitol riot, which is a departure from every other district court judge in the District of Columbia, and it will probably have to be resolved by the D.C. Circuit. So this is not exactly a judge who's been a pushover for the Justice Department, but here he wasn't very fond of Bannon's case, let's put it that way.
There are people who are weeping, though, over Steve Bannon's conviction. We'll play some of that a little bit later, and this is no joke. Meanwhile, the deeper question about Trump's legal future. I mean, everybody's obsessed with his political future, but his legal future surely has some impact on that. And would I be right to say that part of the problem for the January 6th committee is there's no legal offense, because this is not a court-martial, it's not the a military trial. Dereliction of duty is not a felony or a misdemeanor, is it?
No, it's not. But you know what it is, Michael? It's an impeachable offense. And I think this does go to the point I've tried to make a number of times, almost since the committee was formed, which is that I believe it's doing the investigation without saying so that the Congress failed to do after January 6th. It was a very slapdash impeachment.
Can you stay for a few moments more, and
sure,
we can talk about the future and what the future means for the politics, which is very complicated, of 2024, coming up on the Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show, there's a pretty darn good movie that came out a couple of months ago. It's actually called Operation Mincemeat, and it's about a decisive intelligence operation to fool the Germans about where the Allies were going to invade Europe, getting them to believe that rather than actually going into Italy and up invading Sicily, they were actually going to go to Greece, so the Germans would put their resources there. And anyway, it all worked. The one thing about politics is understanding where your real dangers are and where your real battles are. And I'm speaking to Andy McCarthy, who knows a great deal about prosecution and defense and the whole legal system, and particularly where it interacts with our political system. And right now you have President Trump facing, I mean, it seems to me, a three-front legal war, which is a potential Justice Department action, federal crimes involving the interference with congressional proceedings, maybe even the seditious conspiracy on January 6th. This is the one that gets most attention because it's the most sensational. And but he's also facing all kinds of problems in Fulton County, Georgia, and where there's a full investigation and an ongoing, very pressing attack from the Attorney General of the state of New York, Letitia James, where she seems to be very eager to bring charges against the president. Which, if you were advising President Trump, Andy, which is the most serious of these problems for him?
The Justice Department, by far, I think. I think for two reasons, Michael. One is, I don't want to be dismissive of the other two, but, you know, in New York, Letitia James is fairly notorious for saber-rattling, and then nothing ever happens. You know, she'll figure out a reason to write some kind of a report like she did with Cuomo, but she won't actually take any legal action. So I wouldn't be overly worried about that. And I would point out to people that the that was a joint investigation for a while with the Manhattan District Attorney, who decided there was nothing there and kind of got off the ship. The Fulton County investigation is not trifling, but at the same time, I think it hinges on this idea that an absurd legal theory at some point morphs into a criminal fraud or, you know, some kind of a criminal extortion. And I just think from what I've seen so far, it looks to me like the district attorney there is playing fast and loose with the rules. You know, she initially told the people who Trump referred to as his alternative slate of electors, but that the prosecutors call fake electors. She initially told those people that they were just witnesses in the investigation, not targets or subjects. Suddenly she pivoted a few days ago and told them they were targets. She did it under circumstances where it really looks like she was trying to get them to publicly assert the Fifth Amendment privilege to the extent that that might be helpful to the January 6th committee. So I would watch that, just thinking about what shenanigans are going on there. I'm not saying nothing could come out of it, but I wouldn't be terribly worried about that. The Justice Department investigation is real. I don't think there's evidence there at the moment, although we don't know what the Justice Department knows, that ties Trump to a violent crime like seditious conspiracy. But I do think there's going to be great pressure on the Justice Department to indict Trump for conspiring to obstruct Congress. And we will have to deal with this whole idea of when does a frivolous legal theory become a crime? That's one aspect of it. But on the other hand, you know, if it could be proved that Trump knowingly encouraged a violent mob to descend on the Capitol in order to intimidate Congress and the vice president in terms of the way and influence the way that they handled the counting of the electoral votes, that opens up the possibility of a felony prosecution. And to me, that's the most serious one.
Do you would you advise Trump to announce his candidacy before that matter is settled?
I wouldn't, Michael, because then he'd run around saying I advise him to announce his candidacy, which I hope he doesn't do. But no, you know, I do understand the theory he has that you know, if he announces, then he'll be able to frame the any future indictment, as you know, they're trying to take him out because he's the most dangerous candidate as far as the Democrats are concerned. But I just don't think he's going to be able to pull that off with most people. And I also think there's downsides to him doing that, which have to do with the rules about fundraising. You know, once he becomes a candidate, there's real limitations on how he can raise money through political action committees and the like. So, you know, there's financial pressure on him to delay beyond the midterms announcing his candidacy. And I don't know that there's enough upside to being able to spin a potential indictment as a vendetta. I don't know if that's worth it to take the downside of the campaign funding end of that.
When you look at this and you know the candidates and you know the politics of the Republican Party very intimately, do you believe that it's down to a choice for the party between Ron DeSantis and Donald Trump?
No, I don't. I think this is dynamic. I always remember I always caution myself that about a week before 9/11, the Defense Department proposed, and this was with the encouragement of President Bush, a new theory of fighting wars overseas, where they wanted to be a lightning quick, smart force that was that required less manpower and less heavy presence. And then a week later, 9/11 happened, and we had to completely rethink what the military should look like if you were going to do democracy promotion. And I just think the lesson there is that, we're now in 2022. I'm not even sure we're absolutely sure about what we'll be voting on in the midterms. I think it'll be Biden, but I'm not totally sure. But 2024 is a long way from now.
It is, and fortunately we have Andy McCarthy to help us walk the path that long, long way. His most recent columns are linked at our website at michaelmedved.com. Andy, always appreciate your participation. And what is this business now with political candidates actually urging violence on both sides? We'll get to this coming up on the MedVed Show.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is meeting virtually with CEOs and labor union leaders to discuss the CHIPS Act. The bill is intended to increase U.S. production of semiconductor chips that are in a lot of today's electronics.
How does this make a difference in how and how to ensure our systems are going to stay at the leading edge? It's one thing to say there's uninterrupted access. We make it here and build it here in America.
Supporters are claiming more semiconductor chip manufacturing in the United States would address inflation. Opponents of the bill argue it's corporate welfare. Dallas police say a woman was shot after she opened fire inside an airport. Police Chief Eddie Garcia saying an officer shot the 37-year-old suspect in the legs when she began firing at the ceiling inside Love Field. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show. We're in the midst of a campaign now. We're wrapping up our primaries. In fact, one of the things that we have to do, we live in Washington State where it's all vote by mail. Everybody votes by mail. So it's not that I favor that system. I actually do, though, because it's so much easier. But we have to fill out our ballots, my wife and me. We're not voting for any phantom people, just my wife and me. And fill out our ballots, and I know where there's a drop box. There's a drop box about 3 miles away. And, we will drop our ballots in the drop box voting in the primary election that's coming up. Yes, and I'm not a mule. I am not a mule. In any event, we're getting ready to do that here in Washington. So we're in the midst of a very significant election, at least potentially. And there's a piece that's just stunning that was put together by David Weigel, who talks about the invocation of violence in what people are saying in the midst of this election. And there was more. There was a New York Times Magazine piece, a detailed piece about the Stop the Steal movement and how it's going to have legs beyond Trump. It's going to continue to exist. And what all of this includes is, well, just listen to this. This is a there's a photograph showing people. They're wearing American flag T-shirts. And with the stars on one side, stripes on the other, and they're saying Pledge of Allegiance, and they look very patriotic. And there's a candidate for the Maryland House of Delegates who, just a few days before the July 19th primary, his name is Michael Perutka. He stood up at an Italian restaurant in Rockville, Maryland, and asked people to imagine how a foreign enemy would attack America. We would expect them to make our borders porous, Peruta told the crowd, which had come to hear the Republicans running for state attorney general. We would expect them to make our cities unsafe places to live. We would expect them to try to ruin our economy. The country was at war, he explained, and the enemy has co-opted members and agencies and agents of our government. And basically, he was saying that the enemy, the Democratic Party, is like a foreign enemy trying to conquer the country. On Tuesday, Purka easily dispatched a more moderate Republican to win the nomination for state attorney general. State Delegate Dan Cox, who won Donald Trump's endorsement after supporting the former president's effort to subvert the 2020 election, also dispatched a Republican endorsed by the state's popular governor, Larry Hogan, Republican. Both candidates described a country that was not merely in trouble, but being destroyed by leaders who despise most Americans, effectively part of a civil war. In both swing states and safe seats, many Republicans say that liberals hate them personally and may turn rioters or a police state on people who disobey their liberal rule. It's purposeful, said former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, who's running in next month's special election for the state's sole House seat. In an interview with former Trump advisor Stephen K. Bannon, she said, "It's all about the fundamental transformation of America. You only fundamentally transform something for which you have disdain." In Central Florida, U.S. Army veteran Corey Mills has run ads about his company selling tear gas that was used to quell riots in 2020. "You may have seen some of our work," he says, introducing a montage of what are labeled Antifa, Radical Left, and Black Lives Matter protesters running from the tear gas. In Northwest Ohio, a campaign video for Republican congressional nominee J.R. Majewski shows him walking through a dilapidated factory holding a semi-automatic weapon, warning that Democrats will destroy our economy with purposefully bad policies, which are intended to wreck our finances. Quote, "Their agenda is bringing America to its knees, and I am willing to do whatever it takes," says Majewski, holding his AR-15, who's seeking a House seat in a district around Toledo that has been redrawn to make Representative Marcy Kaptur, Democrat Ohio, beatable. "If I have to kick down doors, that's just what patriots do." In Missouri, the Republican Senate candidate and the disgraced ex-governor, he was actually thrown out of office for illegal activity, has issued two ads this summer in which he holds or fires weapons, vowing to go rhino hunting for Republicans in name only in one ad and targeting the political establishment in the second. Pollsters have found that Americans are worried about the country sticking together. A YouGov poll released last month had a majority of both Democrats and Republicans agreeing that America would one day cease to be a democracy. People paid a lot of attention to the truckers. This is concerning Canada, referring to the Canadian protests against vaccine mandates that occupied Ottawa this year and briefly shut down an international bridge. Canada is supposed to be a democracy, but people worry. Can that happen here? The arrests of hundreds of rioters who stormed the Capitol on January 6th has frequently been cited by Republican candidates as proof of a government war on its own people. In early July, at a town hall meeting in southwest Washington state, Republican congressional hopeful Joe Kent told his audience that, quote, the phony riot on January 6th was being, quote, weaponized against anybody who dissents against what the government is telling us, from parents angry about public school education to people who would question the outcome of the 2020 election. Quote, these are the types of tactics that I would see in third world countries when I was serving overseas, Kent told a crowd gathered at a gazebo in Rochester, a town currently represented by Representative Jamie Herrera Butler. You'd see the, she was a Republican, of course, you'd see the Praetorian Guard or the intelligence services grab the opposition and throw them in the dungeons. I never thought I'd see that in America, but here we are. Is that what we have? Is that what's going on? Trump himself has frequently accused Biden of trying to ruin the country and create conflict to maintain power. Quote, Joe Biden helped lead his party's vile campaign against our police officers, and then he carried the rioters' agenda straight into the White House, Trump told supporters at a rally in Las Vegas. Joined by Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, the GOP nominee for governor. The streets are flowing with the blood of innocent crime victims. Radical liberals are behaving like terrorists, calling for a summer of rage, says a narrator in a new ad from a conservative group spending $3 million this month to target vulnerable Democratic members of the House. An assassination attempt on a Supreme Court justice, domestic terrorists calling it open season. Several have echoed J.D. Vance, the hillbilly elegy author, who has argued that the rise in fentanyl deaths looks like an intentional result of the Biden administration's immigration policies, a way for an unpopular president to, quote, punish the people who didn't vote for him. This is... Is this where we are, really? You believe that, oh, like Patty Murray, who I am voting against 100%, I'm very proud to be voting for Tiffany Smiley, who I think will be a good Republican contender for the Senate seat here in Washington. I don't believe that Patty Murray is trying to kill me. I don't believe that she is trying to wipe out conservative people or destroy their institutions. She has some wrong ideas, but for God's sake, this belief in conspiratorial malevolence, it's like a cartoon. But it's not even an enjoyable cartoon, and it doesn't have a happy ending. We'll be right back on the Megan Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The Michael Medved Show, Noam Chomsky is an American-hating leftist. He also happens to be an Israel-hating leftist, despite his Jewish background. And I've mentioned this to people before, and to me it's just funny. It's one of those weird coincidences. Noam Chomsky went to high school and studied at the University of Pennsylvania together with my father, may he rest in peace. And and I asked my dad what he remembered about Noam Chomsky in high school in particular. He said he was a beep then, and he's a worse beep today in his 90s. In any event, he was speaking to Russell Brand, who is a drug-addled comedian actor. By the way, not a terrible actor, but British. And Dr. Chomsky, who... famous linguist, taught at MIT for years and years and years and years, has this to say about the United States of America. Listen.
Take the United States today. It is living under a kind of totalitarian culture which has never existed in my lifetime and is much worse in many ways than the Soviet Union before Gorbachev. Go back to the 1970s. People in Soviet Russia could access BBC, Voice of America, German television, if they wanted to find out the news. If today in the United States you want to find out what Prime Minister Lavrov of Russia is saying, can't do it. It's barred. Americans are not permitted to hear what Russians are saying. Can't get Russian television, can't access Russian sources. That means also that fine American journalists, like Chris Hedges, one of the best, is cut out, barred from Americans, because he happens to have a program running on RT, Russian television. You want to find out what the adversary is saying, which is of utmost importance. You can maybe tune into Indian state television and find it out. Or you can read it on LJV.
I'm sorry. What is he talking about? The one thing about America, first of all, there are statements from foreign minister, not prime minister, it's foreign minister Lavrov, that come out every day. For instance, just today, Russia says it wants to end Ukraine's unacceptable regime. And the coverage of Putin is robust. What it may be tougher to locate, but I'm sure you can find it, is propaganda broadcasts. And the idea that this is a totalitarian regime that won't let you find out the truth about Russia and Ukraine is ludicrous. And again, it's based upon a sick hatred. I don't know what it's based upan, really, because for Noam Chomsky's family, look how well they've done in the United States, and yet they loathe this country. And I find that appalling. There's also, over the weekend, the two leading conservative newspapers both had very strong anti-Trump editorials, and it's the first time for both of them. Wall Street Journal and New York Post, both of them part of the Rupert Murdoch News Corp empire. And I've written, I mean, I worked as chief film critic for the New York Post for 5 years, and of course I write frequently for the Journal. But here's what they say. The president who stood still, this is in the Journal, it says, still the brute facts remain. Mr. Trump took an oath to defend the Constitution, and he had a duty as commander-in-chief to protect the Capitol from a mob attacking it in his name. He refused. He didn't call the military to send help. He didn't call Mr. Pence to check on the safety of his loyal vice president. Instead, he fed the mob's anger and let the riot play out. In the 18 months since, Mr. Trump has shown not an iota of regret. On Thursday, he claimed to be vindicated by a bill to clarify the Electoral Count Act. Mike Pence told me and everybody else there was nothing he could do, Mr. Trump wrote. If so, how come the Democrats and the rhinos are working so hard to make sure there is nothing a VP can do? Character is revealed in a crisis. And Mr. Pence passed his January 6th trial. Mr. Trump utterly failed his. And then in the New York Post, headline, Trump's silence on January 6th is damning. As his followers stormed the Capitol, calling for his vice president to be hanged, President Donald Trump sat in his private dining room watching TV, doing nothing, for 3 hours, 7 minutes. And by the way, Trump has never said that that isn't true. He's acknowledged it. For 3 hours, 7 minutes, there's been much debate over whether Trump's rally speech on January 16th constituted January 6th constituted incitement. That's something of a red herring. What matters more, and has become crystal clear in recent days, is that Trump didn't lift a finger to stop the violence that followed. And he was the only person who could stop what was happening. He was the only one the crowd was listening to. It was incitement by silence. Trump only wanted one thing during that infamous afternoon, to pressure Vice President Mike Pence to decertify the election of Joe Biden. He thought the violence of his loyal followers would make Pence crack or delay the vote altogether. To his eternal shame, he, as appalled aides implored him to publicly call on his followers to go home, he instead further fanned the flames by tweeting, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution. His only focus was to find any means, damn the consequences, to block the peaceful transfer of power. There is no other explanation, just as there is no defense for his refusal to stop the violence. And then this line, it's up to the Justice Department to decide if this is a crime, but as a matter of principle, as a matter of character, Trump has proven himself unworthy to be this country's chief executive again. That in one of America's leading conservative pro-Republican newspapers. Meanwhile, a movie on Netflix, a lavish production, cost over $200 million. Does the money show up in a cinematic value? Well, listen to this review of The Gray Man.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Ryan Gosling plays a super efficient killer for the CIA, while Chris Evans is a ruthless operator from outside the agency who's assigned to rub him out in the brutal, globe-trotting thriller The Gray Man, now streaming on Netflix.
What do you know about the CIA program?
My close mystery man you guys sent in when you can officially send anyone else.
The Gray Man. They'll have something they really want.
If you've been longing to see extended chase and murder sequences in Croatia, Baku, Azerbaijan, and Bangkok, well, then this might be the movie for you. The Gray Man is actually a great illustration of an unbreakable rule that even the most lavish locations and fight scenes can't make up for a clumsy script. Chris Evans is a slick-talking, sociopathic egomaniac. Steals the movie as the only character with real personality. Rated R for lots of language, of course, and some grotesque scenes of torture and killing. 2 stars for The Gray Man, which is no more appetizing or comprehensible than its title. Okay, the other thing is, it's also not rated R. It should be, but I made a mistake, which I acknowledge. It is officially rated PG-13, but for a film that has a fairly elaborate sequence involving pulling out fingernails and then another scene with another character losing fingers on his hands, the whole fingers, not just the nails. I don't know. The idea that this is PG-13 today is bizarre. Okay, coming up next time, somebody who is never bizarre, but almost always provocative. Alan Dershowitz has written his 50th book. I can't believe how productive and energetic this guy is given his advanced age. But his new book is on principles and paying for principles. In other words, if you're going to take a stand on principles, sometimes it's going to be tough. And the book applies to some experiences that he's had and to many other examples. It's provocative. It's fascinating. We'll talk to Alan Dershowitz. We'll also talk to Nicholas Eberstadt of American Enterprise Institute. He has done tremendous work on population and the difficulty we have with the population bust. However, births increased for the first time since before the pandemic in the recent months. Why is that, and how do we keep it going? And then Democrats are speculating, would Biden help their cause if he announced his retirement before the midterms? We'll talk about it all next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.